This is JIS News. Coming up, UDC reports successful divestment of non-performing assets. Hundreds of farmers benefit from agribusiness technical assistance training program, and grade 6 achievement test results should be ready by end of this week. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We're appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
Now the news. The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, is reporting that it has recorded $413 million profit for the 2013-2014 fiscal year. This is a significant increase over the profit of $95.1 million recorded for the previous year. It also represents a major financial turnaround over the past 2 years, considering that for the 2011-2012 fiscal year, the UDC registered loss of approximately $1.2 billion. General Manager Desmond Malcolm says the positive performance is due to the successful divestment of non-performing assets, including the Forum Hotel in Portmore and Machado Complex in Kingston.
The board, the management, and staff is committed to continue turning the corporation around and maximizing the assets under its control in the context of national development.
The strategic reorganization of staff and energy conservation are among other factors that have contributed to the financial stability of the UDC. The government's efforts to tackle predial larceny are bearing fruit. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark says through collaboration with the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, some 26 persons have been brought before the court in St. Thomas alone. Data indicates that some 658 reports of predial larceny were received by the police during the January to October 31, 2013 period, resulting in 362 prosecutions and 78 convictions. Minister Clark is reiterating that a predial larceny unit will soon be established within the JCF, and this will see the police working overtime to help prevent farm theft. The minister was addressing a recently held Rural Agricultural Development Authority RADA Open Day in St. Elizabeth. And over 400 farmers in six parishes have benefited from a $6.9 million agribusiness technical assistance training program. The program, coordinated by the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries and the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF, is aimed at building capacity in farm management. The farmers are from Manchester, St. Catherine, Clarendon, St. Andrew, St. Mary, and St. Thomas. The training was facilitated by the Community Investment Project, funded by the Caribbean Development Bank and implemented by JASIF. It covered the Food Safety Modernization Act, good agricultural practices, and integrated pest management. Farmers were also exposed to personal hygiene and food safety, sprayer calibration, the safe use of pesticides, and disaster management, as well as marketing and agricultural business management. And results of the Grade 6 Achievement Test should be ready by the end of this week. Speaking at a recent JIS think tank session, Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean said the GSAT results are usually delivered by the third week in June, and the ministry is on track to meet this deadline. Meanwhile, Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites is scheduled to host a press conference later today, where he will outline the findings of a preliminary report on this year's GSAT results. The GSAT exam will see several changes next year, following the ministry's recent approval of changes to the curriculum in the areas of science and social studies. The ministry says the adjustments are in keeping with plans to introduce a new primary curriculum as well as a new primary exit examination to replace GSAT in 2017. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.